This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know what your attitude toward the Lord is. Your vision of who God is will probably determine how you worship. Tell me what kind of God you believe in, and I'll tell you the God you worship. Tell me your concept of God, and I'll tell you how you think, how you make moral decisions in life based on what your God is like. And today, we read a phrase that maybe some of you have never heard before, that our God is a consuming fire, referencing his power, his judgment, and his righteousness. William Barclay was, for years, my favorite writer. He's been dead for a number of years. He was from Scotland. He writes about this passage in a powerful way. Just listen to one paragraph that he writes. The earth will pass away. The earth is going to pass away. The word promises it. In that day, everything that can be shaken will be uprooted and destroyed. The only things that will remain are the things which can never be shaken. And chief among them is our relationship with the Lord. All things may pass away. The world as we know it may be uprooted. Life as we experience it may come to an end. But there's one thing that cannot change or end or even be shaken, and that is the relationship of the believer to the Lord, to God the Father through his Son. Even if everything else is shattered into eternal destruction, that relationship stands eternally sure. Here's my point. There's one thing in life the Bible says is unshakable. That's your relationship to the Lord. That's being a part of the unshakable kingdom. And yet the irony is this, most of your friends, if you're honest, put their trust in everything that's shakable. My guess is most of your extended family put their trust in that which is shakable. Maybe you, maybe I, put our trust in that which is shakable. I want you to make a decision today, privately, not publicly. But today, in your heart of hearts, where you really live, not where somebody thinks you live, but where you really live, you make the decision, I'm going to recognize that I'm a part of something that's unshakable. It's the kingdom of God. And I'm grateful. And I come to the Lord with reverence and awe because I recognize that our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. I want to close with this story. Years ago, there was one particular fire in Southern California. You can't turn on the television in a course of a month without seeing something about a fire in Southern California. In fact, just recently you saw news clippings about that. But there was one particular fire in Southern California where two firemen, this was a news story that was featured, I think, on CNN, two firemen, a veteran firefighter and a rookie firefighter, were going door to door in one particular subdivision. Flames are around the subdivision and the hillsides, and it's getting worse. And all they're doing is going up to the door, the front doors of these houses, knocking on the door, asking people to leave and ordering people to leave. It wasn't asking, they were ordering people to leave. When they came to one particular house, the veteran firefighter said later that he looked at the younger firefighter, the rookie, and said, "You know we're not going to make it, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah, I know. We're not going to survive." Can you imagine? You're doing your job and you say, we're not going to make it out of here alive. They knocked on the door of this last house. A woman answered the door, and all they could do, there was no place to send her. There was no place to take her. So they took her outside around to the back of the house where the woman had a pool, an in-ground pool. And the three of them jumped in the water of this in-ground pool and they pulled a tarpaulin over them. Well, believe me when I say I don't like doing this. We are out of time, but we will conclude this story tomorrow on Cross Hope, or else you can go to our website, crosshope.org, and listen to the remainder of this message. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope. We'll conclude this story and this message tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.